If you asked most people what the very first prayer that they learned, some would say the Hail Mary, others the Our Father. But in reality, the very first prayer that all of us learned is when either our mother, father, grandparents took our little fingers, put it to the top of our heads, and said, "In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." We started this liturgy today invoking the Trinity. The very first prayer that we learned to begin all prayers was an address to the God that we are claiming, a God who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Three persons in one God. As Catholics, there's a term, lex credendi, lex orandi. We pray what we believe, and caught in our very prayers are the statements of the truths of our faith. Today is Trinity Sunday, and I can tell you for most priests, they shudder in approaching the Trinity, and maybe they well should. I know I do. Because we're trying to grasp something which is totally mysterious. The great saints have attempted to grapple with the Trinity. And they've attempted, even through catechetical instructions, to help individuals understand the Trinity. The famous St. Patrick's holding up the shamrock, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But we all know that it's all connected, and you can't separate it, and they're less when they are separated. Well, in the Trinity, the Father is equal to the Son, is equal to the Holy Spirit. They are all truly the one God, but they are separate persons. St. Ignatius tried to do it with three notes, kind of combining together in terms of the harmony of a chord. But again, a note can be separated, and it loses the distinction of the joint with the other two. There are those who have talked in terms of water as a substance that could be steam or vapor, ice and solid and then liquid. All really wonderful ways to take a look at the Trinity, wonderful ways to try to grasp some sense of the mystery, but at the end they fail. And you know why they fail? They fail because God is God and we're not. So it brings us down to our knees to understand literally the greatness of God, and his mystery is far beyond our grasp totally in human understanding. We can't do it because we're finite. And God is infinite. God's the very being, the ground of our being that causes every action, every moment, every understanding, everything that surrounds us is the great and all-powerful God that we kneel down before, that we offer praise. But then when we begin to understand how God has revealed himself through a trinity of persons, we understand how that God, that infinite God, has reached out and become involved in every aspect of our lives through that person of Jesus Christ. And we hear that in Romans. It is through that Jesus Christ that we ourselves have become adopted children, that we are able to call God Father, that God remains with us in his church through the Holy Spirit, that he dwells, that Holy Spirit dwells within each of us in terms of our own sanctification, the Trinity. So what way do you approach the Trinity? I tell you, first of all, you approach the Trinity in humility, understanding that God is God. But then, secondly, the avenue through which the Trinity can be experienced is love. Is love. St. John's Gospel tells us immediately and defines God as love. It's a relationship. And I ask all of you, you know, in whatever ways you have experienced love in your life, the love of a spouse, the love of family, the love of parents, I defy you to be able to totally understand that concept, to put it down in practical terms. This woman, this man loved me because I was handsome, I was beautiful, I was rich, I was influential. The family wanted me to do this. No. There is still always that element of mystery in love that caused two people to come together to bind themselves to one another. In a family, there is always that sense of the unknown of why in this family, why with these people, why this love reaching out to me. It's an ability to be able to take a look at God who is Father, and the ability to call out, as it says in Romans, Abba, Father, which really kind of a better translation is more like Daddy, Papa. Those terms of endearment, it talks in terms of the relationship immediately and talks about the blessing that is found in that relationship. When we begin to understand that the Trinity is a call to understand God's love for us, a call to understand the mystery of love in our lives and to be able to see the face of God, there's only one thing we can do, and that's give thanks. And really, when we're talking in terms of thanks, that's grace. That's the understanding of being able to reach out and to understand that something has been given to us that we couldn't have earned, but offered to us freely and allowed us to grow deeper in an understanding of God's presence in this world and in our lives personally. The Trinity helps us through humility and through the view of love to be thankful for God's presence in our lives. And when we give thanks to God's presence in our lives, our response is to give Him glory. And as I said, our prayers contain what we believe. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.